Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. An advisory committee to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is recommending healthcare workers and those living at nursing homes in the U.S. be the first to receive a coronavirus vaccine when it becomes available. The two groups account for roughly 24 million people. Dr. Kathleen Dooling is with the National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases.
Healthcare personnel put themselves at risk and will be essential to carry out the vaccination program. Vaccinating healthcare personnel also has the potential to mitigate health inequities because the group includes a broad range of occupations, inclusive of low-wage earners and racial and ethnic minority groups.
Pfizer and Moderna have each asked the FDA to approve emergency use of their COVID-19 vaccines. Approval would likely mean a total of 40 million doses could be made available before the end of December. President-elect Joe Biden has formally introduced members of his economic team. As NPR's Windsor Johnston reports, Biden did so yesterday with a focus on boosting the U.S. economy amid the pandemic.
President-elect Biden says he's building a first-rate team of advisors who will focus on reviving the nation's economy as millions of Americans remain out of work.
What I'll put forward in the next Congress to address the multiple crises we're facing, especially our economic and COVID crises. And the team I'm announcing today will play a critical role in shaping our plan for action starting on day one.
Biden repeated his call for Congress to pass a robust rescue package to help struggling businesses and state and local governments, saying many communities are teetering on the edge. His administration will also have to confront the daunting need to pay for it all. Windsor Johnston, NPR News.
Attorney General William Barr is changing U.S. Attorney John Durham's status to special counsel as Durham continues examining the origins of the Russia investigation. NPR's Ryan Lucas says the Justice Department has released a final draft report from the National Commission on Law Enforcement.
President Trump created the Commission on Law Enforcement and the Administration of Justice over a year ago to recommend ways to improve policing in the country. But the panel faced a lawsuit over its composition, which civil rights groups says was pro-law enforcement. In October, a federal judge agreed, ruling that the commission violated a law that stipulates, among other things, that a federal advisory committee must be fairly balanced. After initially barring the commission from releasing its report, the court said it could be made public, but with a disclaimer that spelled out how the panel violated the law. The court ruling, plus President Trump's election loss, means the commission's recommendations are likely to have little impact, if any. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News from Washington. There is some movement in negotiations on another coronavirus relief bill in Congress. The top Senate Republican, Mitch McConnell, says he's discussing a targeted package with House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy. McConnell says a $908 billion relief bill being proposed by a group of congressional Republicans and Democrats is not likely to be the final bill. Expanded unemployment benefits prompted by the pandemic expired at the end of July. In Maryland, students in the Baltimore County Public School System are resuming online classes today, a week after a ransomware attack forced officials to halt virtual learning. John Lee with member station WYPR has more.
The system is not fully repaired, but school officials have created workarounds that allow students and teachers to hold virtual classes. Superintendent Darrell Williams said everyone wants to return to some sense of normal.
It's important to reestablish those connections between teachers and children, between schools and families, between children and their classmates, and between students and learning.
In-classroom instruction in Baltimore County has been suspended since March because of the pandemic. School officials have shared little information about the investigation into who launched the ransomware attack. For NPR News, I'm John Lee in Baltimore, Maryland.
A boat captain is now charged with 34 counts of manslaughter stemming from last year's fire aboard a scuba diving boat anchored off the coast of California. The 34 victims were trapped below deck. I'm Dave Mattingly in Washington.